A new survey shows government contractors are making less profit than at any time in the last 18 years. The Grant Thornton study details the impact of the changing federal procurement environment. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on the survey and how it reflects the adjustment agencies and their vendors have to make. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, first of all, tell us the Grant Thornton survey in brief. What does it say about the acquisition environment?
Well, to quote a little Bob Dylan this early in the morning, the times, they are changing. We first saw this with OFPP's announcement last week that agencies spent about $20 billion less on acquisition in 2012. But what this survey does, I think, is really drive home just how much the government is pulling back. This is a preliminary results from Grant Thornton, and it shows downward trends both in revenue from the government, profit from federal contracts, and the percentage of overall federal business specific companies did last year, meaning they did more commercial work or they're starting to lean toward doing more commercial work than in previous years. Lou Crenshaw leads Grant Thornton's aerospace and defense industry market and is a retired Navy vice admiral. He says vendors overall saw a 9% drop in revenue and a 16% drop for those working in DOD.
I think we're seeing probably the government is spending less money on contracts, and that's being reflected in what we see, number one, in the revenues, and number two, in the companies beginning to diversify this year. For instance, less companies rely on or receive work from the federal government as an overall percentage of their revenue, and so we're seeing a move for the companies to the commercial sector.
It's not only revenue that's down, but it's profits that are down, too. 56% of vendors say they made less than 5% profit on their contracts. That's up from 31% last year. And 3% reported losses in their government contracts in 2012. Crenshaw says the other area that stood out was in the survey was agencies were asking vendors to do more work that's called out of scope under the contract than ever before. 85% of the respondents say they are frequently or often asked to perform work that is not under their contract. And of those 85% that are asked, 10% they said they do it all the time, and 74% say they do it some of the time.
The fact that the companies are actually doing the out-of-scope work is going to be a bigger issue for us, particularly as the government begins to look for better value. And I think as we see a move from the cost-based and the time and materials contracts to more fixed-price arena, we're going to see more and more companies saying, well, we can't do that in a firm fixed-price world because you guys didn't specifically define that when we did the work. We need to do a mod. So I expect next year these numbers will probably change a little bit because of the economics.
That's Grant Thornton's Lou Crenshaw. He also says the survey shows that 77% of the vendors don't think using earned value management concept is worthwhile and wouldn't do it if the government didn't require it. Now, the full survey results won't come out till early to mid-January, and when that happens, obviously we'll be on it with Grant Thornton and Lou Crenshaw.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. And how is the budget situation affecting how agencies, for their part, go about procurements?
Well, I think the survey results show that the steps by the administration and OFPP have really been taking effect over the last few years. Less spending, fewer high-risk contracts such as time and materials or cost-plus types, and the need to focus more on total price. Some agencies are translating this to become more disciplined in their acquisition. So let me give you an example. I'll take the Navy Department. Vice Admiral Mark Skinner is the military deputy to the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Research, Development, and Acquisition. He says competition has always been important, but really there's now a renewed focus on getting a different level of competition.
We have discovered, perhaps, that it is a very powerful tool for us, and we just have a greater emphasis and focus on it. I can't speak for my predecessors, but all I know is in this environment, in the time that I've been in my job, we certainly have realized the value of competition, and we certainly have focused our program managers. Perhaps maybe that's the change, Jason. Maybe we have driven the value of competition down to a much lower level, and we're reaping the benefits from that.
Now, Skinner says competition also means using the right vehicle to buy the right product or service, and that means knowing the true cost of what they're buying. Skinner offers this example of just how things are changing when it comes to a specific sole source contract.
I recall one about 18 months ago, after I'd been in the job for a short period of time, where I brought it in, and the justification for the J&A was the fact that this particular entity had been in a sole source contracting environment for over 50 years. And it's kind of like, Now, they portrayed it as a strength in the contractor, strength in the vendor base. The secretary saw it as a lack of competition. Certainly, we will migrate. We have an ongoing effort to migrate more of our portfolio into a competitive environment because we see tremendous savings when we acquire the same goods and services in a competitive environment than when we don't.
So Grant Thornton's Crenshaw says there's actually, he's seen two kinds of competition, and one that's focused on what they used to call, or they do call now, wired contracts, you know, contracts written for a specific company, and then the other kind of more broadly trying to reach out to more people. Crenshaw says more agencies seem to be going in the direction of trying to reach out to more people and stop trying to look for their one favorite contractor.
And Jason, briefly, how does the survey provide a look into what the future could hold for many of these contractors?
Well, I think the biggest trend in the survey is foreshadowing is really the reduction in spending, as well as the more use of firm fixed price contracts that puts more risk on the vendor and less on the government. Crenshaw says that the survey found 40% of the contracts, according to the vendors that they interviewed, were time materials or cost plus, and 20% were firm fixed price. Now, he says that will likely flip in terms of percentages in the coming year or two. Now, I also caught up with Mary Davies. She's the acting commissioner at GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. She was on the panel with a firm, and she says there's a perfect storm brewing across the government.
The government's still spending hundreds of billions of dollars in government contracting. We just have to do it differently. And where GSA sits working with the agencies, there is a lot of thought about how to do it differently. We're really trying to figure out, are there ways to build common infrastructure across government so that each agency isn't having to repeat, you know, sort of a basic infrastructure for data and voice networks. Those are the kinds of the things that at least that we're looking at right now is how to reduce the duplication, whether it's in contracting or solutions, how to share more, how to leverage some of those things. And it really, if we do it right, if we approach it right, it should help you all as well, because it's going to mean having to bid on less contracts that we could say are similar but still remain quite different in terms of what we ask for in terms and conditions, and that's even true within a single agency.
Now, Davies says an aggressive use of strategic sourcing contracts also will change the landscape, which I think they saw in the survey, both in terms of profits and revenue reductions. And the Navy Skinner says the service is putting more focus on defining requirements and contracts more definitively and ensuring vendors know what they want and know what the Navy desires. He adds that the program executive officers also need to know what things cost. And in fact, he says that's one of the first questions program managers are asked. What's the real cost? What's the total cost of this program? So I think the survey is really showing what's happening in the federal market and what's going to happen as things change over the next year, two, three, four, 5 years.
And very quickly, Jason, do we know how many companies responded to that survey?
Interestingly, we don't. They was such a preliminary result that it's one of the things I was looking for as I was working on my story, and that they did not have the total number of contractors. They usually do a pretty good job, a few hundred, but I don't have a number for you.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.